Alan Jones, right across Australia.
Well, look, as I said earlier, thank God for the Australian men's basketball team. This is a hell of a story. At an Olympic Games where many of our athletes have been underperforming, the Boomers are out of their skin. Remember we talked and gave you the detail playing this extraordinary millionaire American team, the only outfit, the first time in 12 years at least, to lead them at halftime. We've thumped Lithuania this morning in the quarterfinals, 90-64. Lithuania a third in the world. We're meant to be number 11. We're playing beyond that. The star of the show is this very gifted Indigenous athlete, Paddy Mills. We've spoken to him before. You've forgotten that. When in 2014, he won an NBA championship ring. He plays for San Antonio. He's on the line. Paddy, good morning.
G'day, guys. Good morning.
Well done. How well are you playing? On fire.
Yeah, not bad, mate. It was good to get that win today against Lithuania and then on to the next level. But well, we're definitely not satisfied with that. We'll enjoy the win for the rest of the day, but definitely on the same page in being on a mission for what we're trying to set out to do.
Absolutely, Paddy. I mean, that game against America, you led 54-49 at halftime. Very physical, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Lithuania, a powerhouse European team, and they have been for quite some time now. So we knew they were going to play very physical. But they played some very tough games in the pool round. In their group, so we knew that if we could throw the first punch, it might wear on them a bit. But that's the way we've been playing throughout this whole tournament, is being physically defensively and trying to wear people down, and then it worked today.
Yeah, I mean, interestingly, Paddy, and I know you read the US press because you live there, but they were full of praise for this team, your team, and they said for the first time Australia is a genuine medal chance, and they said you'd given the dream team the wake-up call that they needed. I mean, you only went down 98-88, and you wouldn't have been happy about that.
Yeah, we've just been focusing on ourselves, getting better and developing each game, and I think that's what we've done. We've constantly improved on some stuff and ironed out some stuff, but it's all about us and then how we can progress, and then each game we've definitely done that.
Yes.
The hardest thing to
do is adjust
on the fly, and we've done a good job of that today.
Absolutely. And tell us quickly about the accommodation, because you're in the Athletes' Village and the Dream Team are staying in a luxury cruise surrounded by bulletproof glass and hundreds of police. How's the village?
The village is fine, mate. They can keep that yacht for as long as they want. We're all nice and snuggly in the village, so it's all right.
Wonderful stuff. Well done, Paddy. Now, listen, good luck to you all. I hope I'm talking to you with a gold medal around your neck.
Thanks for the support, mate. Appreciate it.
All right, well done. There he is, Paddy Mills. But it's full of stars, Andrew Bogut, and, of course, Matthew Dellavedova, who won a championship this year with Cleveland alongside LeBron James. And that young fellow, brilliant, Indigenous Australian, father of Torres Strait Islander, the mother Indigenous, he went to Marist College in Canberra.